Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Lady Gaga has attacked the vice president on his stand on homosexuality. That's the headline. David James comes with Bible in hand to this broadcast table to explain that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, as we wrap up, what are a few biblical passages that you go to when you're equipping believers around the world to deal with the LGBT agenda?
Well, I start out in Genesis chapter 1 with the creation, and in verse 27, the Word of God says that He made them male and female and in the image of God. And that in verse 24 of chapter 2, He says that man leaves his father and mother and is joined to his wife, and they become one flesh. So two women or two men who come together cannot be married in the eyes of God, because they cannot come together in a one flesh union in the way that a man and a woman can. So it completely runs against the purpose and the way in which God created a man and woman. Also, if you go into the law in Leviticus chapter 20 and verse 13, it condemns the act and the practice of two men coming together to have sexual relations. But we also need to understand that even though this is under law, we see the mind of God in this and His attitude toward this. And in the context there in Leviticus 20, it also talks about other horrible sexual acts that are included in that condemnation, and actually under the law they were to be put to death. Romans chapter 1, there's a downward spiral of humanity, and you know you've reached the bottom of that spiral at just prior to God's judgment, where it talks about homosexual behavior. And then 1 Corinthians chapter 6, it says that homosexuals and sodomites, among others, will not inherit the kingdom of God. People are changed when they come to faith in Jesus Christ.
David James, Bible in hand, with the details of the event of Lady Gaga attacking Vice President Pence on his stand on homosexuality. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Lady Gaga, who claims to be a Christian, told Vice President Pence and his wife that it was not Christ-like to take a biblical stand against the homosexual community and their lifestyle. Her main problem with the attack was that she forgot to use the Bible as a reference for her verbal attack against the Vice President and his wife. She should have used passages like Genesis chapter 19, the record of the destruction of a sodomite community, Romans chapter 1, where the Lord calls men and women who have sex with their same gender reprobates, which means God turns His back on them. And of course, in Luke chapter 17, which reveals in times of rampant homosexual activity, these are the times when the Lord will return to earth. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...